You know what enlightenment is in part? Enlightenment is when you can walk in between, and I've always said this, and you have heard the rumor of the word in between. You know what it means to a certain point. But you don't have to be on some kind of level where you've seen walls, you know, molecularized and energy and everything. It's about letting yourself open your mind. It's almost scary because it's almost like you're going to lose your mind, you think. Every instinct inside of you says, hey, should you be doing this? Is this okay? Is this acceptable? It's a little intimidating because you're afraid you're going to lose who you are. And it's by doing so that you reach the first stages of enlightenment. You see, he separated this and he found a way to let this mindfulness talk to him. Okay? And it felt comfortable because he could give answers. And if the answers were wrong, it wouldn't matter because it's the dummy. So he removed the fear of being wrong, and that's how the pure information came through. Is fear is what screws things up. It's the same thing that I've done, in a sense, that now, instead of me having a dummy, okay, I've conjuncted this into my brain to become part of my identity because that's truly who I am. There is an ancient and wise being inside of you. That ancient and wise being can surface and become who you are because it is who you are. It's because you're too afraid to let this being come forward that you put limitations on it. You cap it. You do whatever. So in the aspect, you have to find a way to let the fluidity of this knowledge come forward, to harmonize, and I stress the word harmonize, with this frequency, with this consciousness, and feel comfortable with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's elusive. Everybody say elusive.
Elusive.
What does elusive mean?
Hard to hold.
Hard to hold on.
In other words, if you grab it, it slips through your hands. If you trap it, it crawls out a back door. Somehow you just can't manage to get your hands on it no matter how hard you try. Well, that's what this is. It's elusive. It's a higher state of consciousness that exists inside of you, which I would call the God being. It is the enlightened being part of you, and it's elusive to you. So you have to find a way to get this elusive thing to work through you. And I gave you this secret a long time ago when I first probably started teaching all of you guys. And you guys probably don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I called it the box. And I says, if you want to open the box, the harder you try to open it, the harder it'll stay shut. But if you ever so gently, ever so calmly, ever so perfectly, will this box open through compassion, love, whatever. I mean, something that's almost not even physical in a concept. It would open for you like a flower coming out of the ground and opening to the heat of the sun. Nothing rips the flower up. Nothing peels it open. It does it willfully because it feels the presence of the sun on it. It's the same way. You have to create this presence of being inside of you to awaken.
People that are psychically active on a black magic level, or they use their psychic abilities for negative purposes or selfishness or something like that, and they're legit, you know, they know their stuff and they can't affect reality and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do it through compassion?
No. They have tapped to the dark side of energy. They're using a negative force of energy as a form of fuel. That's how they're doing it. But it's no comparison to the power of the Force. I feel like I'm just off of Star Wars now. There really isn't. I'm telling you the truth. There really just isn't. It is the dark side is supposedly an opposite of light, but it is more matter than matter itself. And matter is more energy and more illumination of light beyond your conception of light than you can imagine. It's just the opposite of what you think it is. Does that make sense to you?
For a second it did.
This is high knowledge, okay? It's the darkness is a massive energy, okay, that is more solid. Even though we are solid, we assume solid and it's really a different kind of thinking. It's like quasi thinking. It's metaphoric.
Therefore, it's not solid in comparison to solid.
Correct.
But it's solid, more solid than this solid.
Right.
The space in
it's a brain twister. Space. Be careful. It'll be painful if you go too far.
We went for hours the other night. We want
to... So, to me, there is no way. But somehow they've learned to tap into this side and construct it into a way that it can, you know, make its presence and willfulness. But the truth of the matter is, there's just no comparison. You know what I'm saying? There's just no comparison.